Hello, everybody. I'm going to talk about BluePad. BluePad is a remote control for Linux. Oh, I correct, for GNU/Linux. Lucky me, Mr. Stallman is not in the audience. BluePad. Is this? No. BluePad is better. It don't work. Yes. Ah, okay. Okay. The idea behind BluePad has created in a ubiquitous computing course at the University of Évora in Portugal. We had to make client-server application. The client side must be a cell phone, and the phone and the computer must communicate in some ways. The server part must be a web service, so database or anything, but this must communicate with the cell phone. We have some curiosity about the Bluetooth technology. Along came the idea of transform a cell phone in a remote controller. The idea came up in this Esplanade in Évora, Portugal. Later, we have the idea of extended our previous idea of controlling games too, not just applications, but games too. So anyone can use a pocket gamepad and have these in everywhere. We go further and extend what is the pros and the contra of our idea. So it makes your cell phone more valuable, of course. You have a pocket gamepad there on a remote controller. You don't have to buy a controller. The controllers existence in the market are very limited to Windows. I don't know if anyone have one that works well in Linux. I don't know. And this is very useful for keynotes, but also for home users. And you are at home, you can control your favorite media player application, a movie, a music, anything. The cons, of course. It promotes the gain of weight because you don't need to get out of your sofa to press the computer keys. This, I think, is the only con. So we don't. Just a note. When I say we, I'm talking about the other creator of BluePad, my friend Joaquim Rocha. The state of art. We don't know if exists any application like that. In the moment we have the idea. We go to the internet and make some search, and we find some applications. They are very hard to configure and install, are available only for a small number of devices. Lots of them are only available for the devices or the mobile device of the creator of the application. They are not so useful, and they control only a certain number of applications. So is really too useful to control only M player? I think no. I like Totten, for example, or Amarok. Is productive to every time you want to change application, you go to your computing and change the key there? But no. I think it's better we control everything. Of course, I can't control my favorite applications. I am sad with that. But we think the good approach is control everything. If I control everything, I have freedom to choose my applications. I am happy with that. So our development approach. In the beginning, we have only these three main profiles: presentations, music and movies, and games. And later we create this mouse profile to control the mouse. If we want to control all applications, we have to control the application on focus. We don't have to send some sort of configuration for say, this is Amarok, please dial Amarok plus anything. You control the application on focus, is it? And BluePad should be easy to install and use, and should have a high portability. So some technical details. This is the theory. First, we create a connection between the cell phone and the computer. Then the cell phone sends some key codes to the computer, and the computer emulates the key codes by the uInput kernel driver. We use Bluetooth, of course. We use this protocol, L2CAP protocol. We have to choose between L2CAP and RFCOM. RFCOM is equivalent to TCP in computer networks. When you lose a packet, the connection goes down. This L2CAP protocol have segmentation and reassembly of the package. So if you lose package, it's not a problem. You can go there and lose the connection and write in go here now, and the connection is up. We think this is the better choice. I don't know is. When we start developing BluePad, we don't know anything about Bluetooth, only the way they work, nothing more. Some technical device about the server application. We made BluePad with Python. We choose Python because it have a powerful API and you can write applications with a few lines of code. And this increase our productivity, and we develop BluePad in only 4 weeks, development and testing. Without Python, I think this is not possible for us. We use Glade to make the user interface in the PC part, and we follow the GNOME guidelines. Use PyGTK to add actions to the Glade. Glade interface. We use PyBluez to control the Bluez stack, the Bluetooth stack of Linux, is a wrapper for the Bluez stack. We use PyNotify to display the little balloons that you see, for example, in Network Manager or in Ubuntu updates. And we use the uInput driver to inject the data into the kernel. These drivers are made to make drivers for controlling, for example, joysticks, gamepads, things like this, and is able to inject directly data into the kernel. And this, if you send a key code there, this data reacts on the Windows on Focus. In the cell phone part, we choose to develop BluePad with Java for mobiles because it had wide portability, lots of mobiles have Java. And we made, we don't like too much the internalization system that came with Java for mobiles. We made a system from scratch. This system caused problems, we discovered later, because the Symbian device like Series 60 don't have very good support for UTF encoding. If you load a file in UTF with Symbian OS, the phone give an exception, it don't work. Because of that, BluePad don't run in the Series 16 in the standard version. We have a version without other language than English for these devices. We follow the approach of every keys are configured in the phone, because if you switch application or you need to set a new key, you don't need to go to your laptop or your PC to configure them. And we have, we think, is clear and simple interface in the phone. This is the main windows of choosing profiles, the four profiles. And here is when the choose device option to discover your laptop or PC. This is an example of the music movie profiles. That icons are from the Tango project. They are open source too, but not made by us. And this is a wheel interface to choose the keys to attribute to the actions of the phone or the PC. this is very, very quick, very fast to you set a key, because this is like a wheel. You scroll down and you are fast and you can quickly set the key if you want. So, a word to the community. Bluepad is a very, very new project. We uploaded to SourceForge in August. We received lots of feedback, lots of mails saying that Bluepad don't work or so things like that. And many feature requests. Some of these are very mad, others are good. Now we have Bluepad translation translated in that language, Dutch and Polish in progress. We need translators, testers. We need lots of testers because they have lots of phones there, lots of phones screens, different phone screens. We need more ideas, and this number is out of date. Now is something like 8,000 of downloads. Anybody in the room test out Bluepad? No? You can test it and send me an email telling that Bluepad sucks or don't work or don't fit on your mobile screen, because this is is a big problem. You have lots of screens and the branding don't respect the specification of Java machine. They take out features of the Java machine for I don't know, maybe for for gain money or just for make the Java machine more likely. I don't know. And if you have a specification that must be run everywhere, Java is it, run everywhere. You write the code and it is run everywhere. But if the brands take out features, you don't be able to develop a thing that run everywhere in all phones. And we need testers for this that say to us that the Bluepad don't fit on the screens or don't run because of some kind of exceptions. Some phones don't have frame pointer support, for example. Okay, I think it's good. Sorry about my English, it's not too good, but if you don't understand anything, you can talk here or make a question. I hope you gonna try out Bluepad and send me some emails. You are open to participate, to send patches, translation, anything you wish. Thank you.